Afternoon Audio Boo. Dean Reed here. I'm currently stood at the side of the Cromford Canal. And I'm very near the Arkwright Mill, which is in Cromford here in Derbyshire. And I've spent the morning at work, and then I met up with my friend Andy at 2 o'clock, and we've been on a 10-mile walk, just a quick afternoon stroll. We started from here at Cromford and went up towards Black Rock, then followed the High Peak Trail for a while. The High Peak Trail is the route of an old railway line, and it takes you straight across from just a bit further down from where I am now, in a little place called Lee, at the High Peak Junction. And it takes you all the way across to Buxton. But we didn't go that far. We went perhaps around about 4 miles along the High Peak Trail, and we picked up another little route called the Limestone Way and looped back around a little place called Via Gellia and then back down into Cromford. It's been a great walk. It's been a great way to spend an afternoon. And I really do feel lucky to live in a place like this, or live very near a place like this. I mean, this is only 5 or 10 minutes away from home. And as I'm stood here now next to the canal, I'm just looking back eastward. And the hill is covered in trees. But the trees are really starting to show the signs of autumn now. The greens and the oranges and the browns, all the different colours. It's awesome. I really do feel lucky to live in Derbyshire. Because, like I say, 5 or 10 minutes from home, and we're off walking over the hills and far away. There's some... You probably hear that in the background there. There's some kids screaming for an ice cream, I think, probably. I'm not quite sure why, but still. Okay, so I'm going to go home now. But it's been a great walk. And like I say, I really do feel lucky to live so close to this sort of place. Live so close to the Peak District. Where I'm stood now at Cromford isn't actually in the Peak District National Park, but we did visit very briefly the park itself, the boundaries of the park, and what a great place it is, steeped in history, and it's got some awesome sights to see. And I'm going to make a point of coming back to the Cromford Mill and give you a bit more of a rundown about the place. But it's a very famous place. I mean, this is where the Industrial Revolution started. This is where it all began. Richard Arkwright, down in Cromford. Amazing. Okay, I'll speak to you all again soon. Bye for now.